Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
All right, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Nice, thank you.
There we go.
Oh my God, they're American.
You're not going to believe what one of them's called.
Okay, let me guess.
We'll come to it at the end. I'm going to leave the names at the end.
Chuck.
No. Hello, you two sexy, relatable guys. No, it's better than that, Rob. It's incredible.
Go on.
We have been listening to you for years and love the humor that you inject into parenting. Want to let you know you have big fans in the state and would love to see you both come over. For now, we have to settle for Jimmy Carr, who will be here in October. Not the same, and if you see him, you can let him know. Keep up the great work, and one day we'll
have the
fun to see this, a live show. Yeah.
So he's suggesting that they only go to GC Jimmy Carr because he's the only British comic that goes.
Yes, but they are in Denver, Colorado. I mean, that's a big Denver. US tour if you're doing Denver, isn't it?
Sorry, Josh. Just cracking a little brewski.
Oh, yeah, I'll crack a brewski as well. Now we get to the real crux of the excitement.
Yeah, come on.
Their boys have two very British names. The first one is Liam, who is 68 months.
Mm.
And the second one is called Beckett.
As a first name?
As a first name.
How many months?
18.
And that's because of the show, isn't it? That's because of the show.
We did think Shit. About Rob when we named our son Beckett. So they don't do anything crazy to get yourself cancelled and cancel the name.
Have they named their child after me, Josh?
Well, they haven't explicitly said that, but they have said when they chose the name, you did come up as a variable.
Do you know what? That is good in a way, because I'm not saying they named the son after me, which or daughter, I don't know what a Beckett would be. But what I'm saying is my name didn't put them off it.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Little Beckett, I don't know what the surname is, Lindsay and Arlene from Denver, Colorado. So lovely. There you go.
That's nice, look, isn't it? Little baby Beckett.
How do you feel about that?
Beckett is I get called Beckett anyway, mostly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So might as well be my first name.
It works. I didn't know it was a first name.
Beckett. I don't know. In America, it's very American. Apart from Anne Widdicombe, what's the Widdicombe sitch globally?
There's a place called Widdicombe in Devon.
I think Devon, they've got every word. No, but it's like, they just like, you know, when they like, just make it up, it gets out, because when they do all the big cities, you know what I mean? They do like London, yeah. Manchester, Birmingham, York. And then as you like move further out and get into more like non-bigger places, there's always like something called like Spaffing.
Running out of words.
Yes, chuff chuff. Yes. Just, oh, let's just call this one chuff chuff. It's like they've given up. Like, oh, mate, we've done the cities and towns, this village. I'm just called Spunk Bubble. This is called a Spunk Bubble.
There's a place in Devon called Westward Ho, Rob.
Westward Ho?
Westward Ho, H-O.
H-O, yeah, sure.
And it's the only place that's name ends in an exclamation mark.
There's no need for that, is there? Why have they got an exclamation mark for the ho?
I don't know, Rob. They've just got an exclamation mark. It's the only place with an exclamation mark. It's mad.
Nah, those crazy guys. That's the problem when you give local councils too much power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you know it, you've got three bin collections a week and there's a semicolon up your ass at the end of them.
Anyway, yeah. Beckett, how's your week been as a parent?
Pretty good week, actually. Busy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. I do need to issue an apology to you.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Because you started talking about your ill cats and I completely interrupted you and spoke about something else. And Lou informed me. And said it was very rude. So
really?
I can apologise, Josh. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's fine.
No, but I'm just saying,
they've started sleeping on the stairs. Is that a sign of illness?
Sleeping on the stairs? Or are they so ill that they've put themselves there so you carry them up?
They can't get up.
You know, like when your wife puts like your shoes or a book on the stairs and it's like that needs to go upstairs.
I put stuff on the stairs, Rob. I'm a huge put stuff on the stairs guy. Is that a bad habit?
I think so. But the only thing I launch onto the stairs, up the stairs, because we've got a little stair gate for the dogs to stop them going up, is teddies so the dogs don't chew them. So I just launch them up the stairs. But I'm not really a put, because we've got the stair gate still there. It's sort of, I'm not really a putter on the stairs kind of guy.
So say you find something downstairs that needs to go upstairs. Where is it going?
I don't think that much stuff needs to go upstairs.
What?
I find that actually. I just sort of feel like, well, what is your bed's already up there. That's not how much you need up. Because I'll be honest with you, Josh, most of the time I'm upstairs, I'm either washing or sleeping. You know what I mean? There's not a lot going on up there.
So your bed's just like, it's just a bed. It's like a crack den. Mattress on the floor.
We got new sheets. Lube all these sheets because they look good, but they're like a thick material. The kids used to scream saying it feels like a haystack. It's disgusting. And I genuinely wasn't sleeping properly because it was loud. It was crunchy.
You were being woken up by the volume of your own sheets.
Oh, it was like, yeah, hot. I hated it, right? And I like it as soft as poss.
I'd
go to sleep in a bowl of soup if it was possible.
Well, for comic relief, Rob, I'm sure we can make it happen.
Anyway, we got some new sheets and I came home late from a gig and I got into them and Lou had put them on and I made so many happy noises that Lou woke up.
Oh, Rob.
Because I've got in, I was like, oh. Yeah, and then I've been sleeping soundly, Josh.
Sleeping soundly. I'm glad for you, Rob. I'm glad for you.
So it's good. We've been sleeping soundly. We had a yes day for the kids.
Oh, yeah. You love them, don't you? But it's kind of you have to do what they say.
Yes. The only problem with the yes day is, though, in public, they'll say, ask for something, and we'll go to say no. And then my daughter screams at the top of her voice, don't say the N-word. And it looks like we are horrifically racist.
And also, like, you have no power over your children as well.
Yeah, also as well, that they're the moral barometer in the family.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Dad, rein it in, mate. Sunday, just keep it indoors, that kind of shit. You got a public profile, Dad. Come on, screw your head back on, boy.
And so what do they... Are they going to get to an age where yesterday is, like, awkward, like where they can, the things they're asking for is,
yeah,
just,
well, they've already asked for their ears pierced, so the yes they sort right. of it really the yes part of it, because they're a bit older now as well, is more just like, can I pour a cup of water on your head, and you're like,
right, yeah. So what did you do with the ears pierced? So,
no, I was like, no, when you're older, like, come on, mate, let's draw a line somewhere. No, but they came downstairs and they had pancakes for breakfast because that's what they wanted,
yeah,
and then like when they said, can I have more sprinkles or more honey, we were like, yeah, rather than, no, you've had enough, you know, trying to be actual parents. And then they went, Dad, can you eat your breakfast naked? And I was like, I can't. I know it's yesterday, but that,
come
that
on.
I can't do that. That's mental. It's humiliating.
Degrading, isn't it, Rob?
Horrible. Just feeling that cold chair on your nutsack as you tuck into a bowl of bran flakes.
Yeah. Also, that's not a childhood memory they actually want.
That's not what you want, is it? That's not.
You don't want to be thinking. I remember when I was seven and my dad sat with his knob out while I ate pancakes with too much honey on.
But it was yesterday. So I said no, but I had a towel and forget out of the shower.
Side note, I want. It's a similar thing, but I don't know what to do about it. So my children bath together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get on really well, you know, 85% of the time, and then they hate each other 15% of the time, which I'd say the ratio is far higher than we were worried about before having a second child. Of good.
I'd say our ratio's got better since the end of the summer holidays. That ratio really dropped off a cliff
by the last week,
but now they're friends again.
I totally agree. So they bath together and they love it. Mm-hmm. But one of the things they've done is my daughter likes to go, I'm going to teach him to swim.
Mm.
And by doing that, she lies back and then he'll lie on top of her and kind of swim. And they'll both love it. But they're essentially in the missionary position, Rob.
Sorry, that's so hot. It's so cute, but so horrible.
But there's nothing going on. And it's a fun game for them playing swimming. But when they lie in that position, I can't help but go, I know what that position is in the adult world.
Yeah, I mean, did it jog your memory? Did it remind you of what it was?
Ah, lovely bit of business, Rob. You got there first.
From somewhere.
Yeah. Wait,
what's that? That reminds me of... I think they'll probably grow out of that before we make
it
weird.
They will. I think it makes it weirder if I go, could you not do that?
Yeah, that does make it up when I was sort of like showering my trousers, my pants on and stuff. But I wasn't going to go and strip naked to eat cereal and eat a pancake. But I ate it with my towel on, topless.
Imagine if the postman came to the door and you sat there, dick out, eating your cereal, obviously your two children.
Can you sign for this? Yes, I can. It's yesterday. Come in. Yeah.
No, don't worry. This isn't weird. I'm just doing what my children asked for.
Yeah, that's just what they want. It's what they wanted. Don't blame me. Blame them. If anyone's getting judged in here, it's not me. It's not me and my dick. My dick's judge free. My dick's trying to do a good thing for his children.
So talk me through the rest of yesterday because I'm loving it.
Right. Okay. Well, the origins of yesterday is rather than... I'm not a big fan of going, if you get a 10 out of 10 in your spellings or if you do that well in your guitar or football or whatever it is you do, I'm not really an ability-based kind of incentive guy when it comes to child management. Yeah. We give it... But they basically... My daughter was... This is ages ago. She was really upset and having dreams and she told us what she was upset about and... She saw a bloke who was a bit scary, like in the woods, and it sort of got in her head. And then she was dreaming about it, but she told us about it. And then my other daughter told us about some worries she had at school and stuff. So we give them when they communicate with us and tell us their worries, because it doesn't matter what the worry is, but telling us is the thing they're rewarded for, opens like, and we do bubble time and have family meetings and stuff now.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what it originated for. So they wanted to feed a sloth. My daughter's obsessed with sloths. And it just so happens that it made us look like magic parents that Drusilla's Park, which is about an hour and 20 minutes away from us, have sloths and a baby sloths and you can feed them.
Amazing.
So we went down to Drusilla's Park. Have you ever been to Drusilla's Park?
No, but I saw the pictures on Lou's Instagram.
Yeah, it's really good, actually. It's like, it's better for you. I think it'd be perfect for your age, kids. My kids are 8 and 6 in December. So it's October now. So I'd say there's rides there that my kids are sort of enjoyed, but they're getting slightly too old for already. But there's loads of animals and stuff. So if you've got little toddlers, it's a perfect age. And then I'll tell you what they mate. It was a really magical day, but the main thing I'm taking away from it is the smell of monkey piss when I walk past one of the monkey enclosures. And I know there's not much a zoo can do about that because if it's pissed, it's pissed. And then they go, and the rest of them smell fine. But I don't know if one monkey had a bit of a bladder problem.
I don't know though, Rob. Monkeys are intelligent. If you put a urinal in there,
maybe they were pissing over the wall. Maybe that's why it smells so bad. That's how intelligent they are. this is funny, Josh. And I don't know. There's like a ride thing on it, and there was a lady on it, halt with like a probably 10-month-old baby, and then a 2-year-old kid, and she wanted to hold the baby and sit next to a kid, but it's only 2 people per like pod.
Yeah.
So she couldn't do it. She had to sit behind holding the baby and the kid sit in the front, but the kid was quite scared. So she was like, oh God, I didn't know what to do because she had two. So I said, do you want me to hold your baby? She went, podcast man. Yes. And gave me the baby. So I just held a baby and it was so funny though, because the baby was fine when she saw the mum, because it was a circular ride that went around like a carousel. When the mum was out of vision, the baby completely lost its shit, but then was absolutely fine again when the mum came around. So it was like this. there she is. So I was holding up, and Lou came over and went, what the hell are you doing? Because I was just holding a baby. And I was like, isn't that weird? That just because we do a podcast about parents, people just give me their children.
Yeah.
To hold a...
That is weird.
Isn't it? But it was nice. She got to go on the ride of a kid.
That is nice, because in my head, I'd have thought, do you want me to sit with your child on the ride? But of course, that wouldn't have helped anything.
I'd say that's more unsettling for the...
I'd say that's weirder.
And of course, it's yesterday, so I would be on it naked. Yeah. Sorry, everyone, but it is my children's yesterday, actually.
How did yesterday end?
So yesterday ended with a Wagamama's Deliveroo, because that's what they wanted for dinner.
I'd say that's a... that's quite a curveball for children to eat, isn't it, Wagamamas? That's quite a quite an achievement.
Well, do you know what? I think we hit McDonald's / Chippin' Burger so hard when they were little in a sort of almost disgusting way that I can imagine a lot of people judge me for. And that's fine.
I know I am.
I think they've actually tapped out on it now and they're like Wagamamas.
Oh, well done.
They're like Wagamamas and Pizza Express. They're sort of like two sort of middle-aged divorcees that meet up for lunch once a week to keep each other company in the suburbs. And I took them Yo Sushi as well on Saturday. But they, this must be quite exciting for a kid. Yeah, but they just have plain pasta and they have plain noodles and plain rice that then I have to order separately, then go to the end of the conveyor belt to put on and hope nobody takes it.
No one's taking that, mate.
but they what they enjoy is just taking stuff off a conveyor belt, right? And I'm
of course.
But they are knocking stuff out. I reckon I had about 13,000 calories and spent about 200 quid because they just kept on taking. You can't pop it back on because I've had two of them.
Of course.
I look one way, look the other, and they just took another one. So that they did that. What else happened? Yeah, feeding the soft was amazing. That was good. And I've never seen Lou and the kids laugh so much. It was feeding it sweet corn. There was two of them, one with a baby. Feeding it sweet corn and stuff. And then gave it like a cucumber, like this 7-inch cucumber, right?
Yeah.
It's chewing away on the cucumber. Then it threw it on my head.
What?
I weren't looking. He just the esophagus, the sloth, which is a great pun, esophagus, dropped a cucumber on my head from about 8 foot. I felt a bit dazed. The kids, I thought, were going to explode with laughter. Can you imagine being five and a sloth drops a cucumber on your dad's head? I was like, this is it. I just felt like, you know, you feel like, why am I a comedian? I was like, stuff like that. Yeah. Like, why am I head?
That's probably a highlight of your childhood, isn't it? What did you do?
Oh, laughed it off. I was absolutely furious.
Yeah. You can't react, can you?
Talk about don't drop a cucumber on the head that feeds you. I was literally feeding it.
And did you give it back?
No, the zookeeper lady just sort of picked it up and put it in a bucket. But if you want to save the sloths, that Drusilla's Park are doing a fundraising thing for sloths. So go on,
nice.
Small business shout out in the middle, a sloth fundraiser. It's a charity thing they're doing. But no, it was good, really good. I would recommend. I think you and your, because it's not too far either for you.
Yeah,
really,
that's good.
Once you get through the tunnel, I always say that.
Yeah, we're having an animal themed birthday party for my daughter.
Oh. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, they've got loads of good wacky animals at Drusilla's
Park. We've already booked it, but we will go because she's fucking animal obsessed, Rob. I told you.
They've got a beaver, Josh.
Oh, come on now.
And it's so hard not to do beaver jokes when you're... I'm a dad. I just, nice beaver. You just can't. It's sort of like, you can't not say nice beaver when you see a beaver.
And what's Lou's reaction to that?
Rolls her eyes deep down, absolutely loving it.
Is that what you would, is that how you describe your relationship? Rolls her eyes deep down, absolutely loving it.
Well, I found out something. I don't know if I think she was impressed, but I think she was trying to pretend she had the ick. But I found out I've got a party trick, Josh.
Oh, no.
They have these massive long poles, like scaffold poles, they look like, with a buzzer on top that you're supposed to climb up to see if you can climb like a sloth. And I zipped up there. Have you seen it on my Instagram?
No.
Go on my Instagram. And I didn't know I could do it, but basically I used to do it when I was a kid on my washing line at home in the garden, to just climb
up
there.
You've got very grippy feet.
Yeah, I think it's more my core and my incredible calves that powered me up there rather than my freak feet.
Look at you go!
I know, it's quite impressive, isn't it?
Blimey.
But that's my party trick now, so...
That's your party trick now. It does look good, doesn't it?
I didn't know I had a party trick, but I do need to bring a 10-foot pole to the party.
Look, that is really good.
I zoomed up there.
You could go Ninja Warrior UK.
Yeah, but that's all I can do. If I have to hold my body weight without my legs, I'll fall off immediately.
I think it's your feet. It's the way. Do you know what you've got? What's loot? Oh God, your exit's a little.
I'll be honest with you, the dismount, I banged my knee and it's still sore.
Yeah. You don't look happy.
I hated the dismount. I didn't know what to do.
The freeze frame at the end, you could have worked on that when you're uploading it.
Put like an emoji over my really red sore face.
Yeah.
A bloke come along with his girlfriend and tried to have a go, and he was doing it with his like shoes on, and then you can't really do it with shoes on, so he took them off, then tried to do it with socks and then slipped right down. And he went, oh no, I can't do it with socks. And he took his socks off and then tried bare feet like me, and then he slipped back down again. He went, oh no, it's because I've got sweaty feet. Then he dried his feet. went to do it, slid back down again, and then just walked off bare feet, and his girlfriend picked up his shoes and followed him.
Oh, my God, that is so good. Oh, so I wish I'd seen that. Do you know what? You've got very loose, much looser than me. What are the bits that join your kind of your legs to your, you know, the two inside bits?
Groin? Like the, your hips?
Your groin. Your groin. You've got such a loose groin, Rob.
Do you know what? You know, I've had a past. And pretty
but
loose
the way
groin.
You've got your, the way you've got your legs out is incredible.
Well, I'm hypermobile, so I'm quite flexible.
Oh,
and
right,
I've got
yeah.
quite strong legs, so that's the only reason I can do that, because I'm so heavy. I weigh about 14 stones, so I'm quite heavy. I can't do it. If it was just my arms, I'd fall off straight away, but I've got strong legs. So. Yes, that's my party trick. I've got a party trick now.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Could you do that? On a rugby post, maybe? I'm just trying to think of other players. Could you do it on a lamppost?
Probably, if I was celebrating, you know, the old, what is it called, the old Bengals NFL victory, as my good friend Josh Widdicombe celebrates. Well, we sort of do that.
We lost this weekend, Rob. Heartbreakingly, we've lost three of our games.
Right.
We've only won one.
Are you going to watch it at Wembley with Vernon Kay? He's normally always there.
I'm going next weekend. I'll be honest, Rob.
Yeah.
I don't do it on purpose, and when you mention something on this, you do just get approached about it.
Blowjobs.
So, the amount.
Sorry, Josh, carry on.
Before you know it, Rob, you're gonna have a free post in your garden. It's unbelievable, like a free big metal post in your garden.
I'm gonna have a
scaffold. You'll be able to climb up every morning. Yeah,
but it's just how sad our lives are. We don't really mention anything.
I know. This week I got offered NFL tickets and a kettle.
You've got to take the kettle. Fuck the NFL, mate. The kettle situation. Have you got a kettle yet?
I've been away.
I'd argue though, with a kettle, it's nice to be offered a kettle, but I'd say you can afford a kettle, and you probably want to pick one that goes to your kitchen.
Yeah. Whereas the NFL thing is sold out. So it's like, I'm definitely up for that. And thank you. I genuinely thank you for all the kettle offers, but I'd almost feel too guilty taking the kettle.
Why?
If you know what I mean. Why?
Why do you feel guilty taking a kettle?
Because, well, if next week, Rob, during our conversation, you hear me drop a brand of kettle in six times, then you'll know that the guilt wasn't
strong enough. I was going to say, I had a very fun, wholesome weekend with the girls. However, I would say it's been an up and down weekend. I don't want to come across it's all gone too well, Josh, on here. I got accused of being a liar by my daughter. You can see that on Instagram. Did you see that note?
Rob, I see you in my stories. You don't come up on my fucking grid.
You don't come up on my grid?
I've just liked a load of your photos so that you come up
thanks,
as some that I'm interested in. Because the problem is, your grid reinforces itself. It just cuts down to about eight different people that you haven't really chosen.
I know, the algorithm's mental. It gets real, hardcore.
And then when you like those, you just get stuck with those people, so you just forget the other people.
Okay, go to your posting on the three people. There we go. I'll tell you mine.
Cold War Steve.
Cold War Steve.
Joe Swift from Gardener's World. Fucking hell, that's a kick in the teeth.
Also, my grid's just videos all the time now.
Yeah, don't tell me about it, mate.
It's just gone TikTok light, isn't it, Instagram?
Yeah, and Paul McCartney's the next one. I never look at him.
So I got accused of being a liar. I can read the note out if you haven't got it in front of you.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got it in front of me now.
Do you want to read it out?
Do not come in because Daddy lied to me. Lied! Exclamation mark, like Westward Ho. Mm. And then there's a drawing of a face with wah, 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 wah.
And tears coming out the face.
Who did that?
The eldest, the 7-year-old.
Because her handwriting is got so much anger in it that it looks like an adult's handwriting. Like it's scrawled fast.
The N. She scribbled it out quick.
It looks like Lou's done it, Rob.
Right, okay. Well, do you think she's just forced to blame on the children? And that is
No, because she's put Daddy. I take it back. It's not Lou. It's not Lou.
Yeah, so it's definitely Lou. She definitely is.
And so what did you lie about?
Asked my daughter, said, can't remember. So I'd say it's probably an over... To write that note, I think you'd probably remember the day after, wouldn't you? I think she said something like, you said Mummy was going to come in and give me a hug when she came home for a night out. And I was like, how am I in trouble here? She's out on the piss and didn't come and give you a hug and I'm in trouble. But she might have done, but you're just asleep anyway. But they sometimes, if we go out, want to be woken up when we come in to be given a hug. But I'm like, that's never good. Because I've tried it once. They just look at you like a ghost and panic.
That's, no one's going to do that. No one's going to do that.
I got told that I love football more than them because I was watching football.
That's true.
And I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you. That Liverpool-Tottenham game was so much drama that at one point I think I did. If I'm honest.
So talk me through. So you'll have the football on in the background.
Football on is on. When the football's on, it's on in our house on at least one telly all weekend. That's my life.
Really?
That's my role.
Yeah. Who are you, Jeff Stelling?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm a man enjoying himself, Josh. And that's what you should do too. Stick the football on in the background. And if they don't like it, they can play.
I'm just not into it anymore, Rob. I'm just not into it anymore.
What are you into?
I don't know, but I'm not that fussed about football anymore. Except Plymouth Argyle. I do need I'm looking for new hobbies because
How's your drawing? You was doing a drawing course.
I just haven't got the time, Rob, so I don't really need new hobbies.
Yeah. Actually, if you had the time, what would your hobby be?
I don't know, Rob. But do you know what the football gap's left? I've just gone off the Premier League and I need something.
I've got zero gaps. My sport intake is obscene at the moment. I actually couldn't go to sleep Saturday night because I was too overexcited.
About the Ryder Cup?
No, well, there was a bit of Ryder Cup on. There was football on at midday. And then there was that Tottenham-Liverpool game, which was amazing. And then I'm straight into the boxing on DAZN. Then there was boxing on Sky Sports. Then there was a Canelo fight. And I got my Nintendo Switch EA FIFA game delivered. I was buzzing off my nut. And at one point, I text my mate going, my God, it's 1 a.m. and it's only the main event's only just started. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I realised I'd paused it ages ago to buy someone on my FIFA game, forgot. No. I was 2 hours behind, Josh.
Oh, my God.
I think I bet till three.
Oh, my word.
It's great.
Rob, your life is so different to mine now you've moved to the country and just have Sky Sports and sit alone watching it and playing FIFA on your Switch.
Also, we've got a very different day today. I know you've got a busy day because we want to find out about your week because you're working quite a lot, but I'd say we've got complete opposite days today.
Talk me through your day.
So we met at 8 a.m. to do a podcast. We're interviewing a guest straight after this. So we should be done at 10:30, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm finished for the day.
Oh, you fucking...
And then I'm going to go for a nice dog walk with Lou.
Oh, no.
And then I'm popping up to the Royal Albert Hall to listen to Eckhart Tolle about the power of now, living in the moment, and trying to continue to be awakened.
I'm so jealous.
What are you up to?
Yeah, my day's busy, Rob. My whole life's busy at the moment. I've got three more days.
Yeah, talk us through your week.
So I'm filming away with Nish at the moment, and we did Benidorm.
Benidorm. Or a little holiday before you started filming.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 4 days of filming in Benidorm.
How did Nish get on with Benidorm?
Do you know what? Better than I did, almost.
Right. Because he's from South London, really, isn't he?
You've got to remember, also, he can drink.
Yes. If he drinks, well, you can drink. That's not your problem. You can do it. You're good at it, boy. You can do it. Don't beat yourself down, mate. You can drink. You can drink really well. If anything, too well, too good at it.
Yeah, that, if anything, it's so good. They had to ban it.
If Carlsberg did drinkers, they'd be you. Yeah.
It's an interesting place, isn't it, Rob?
Mm. Yeah, I used to go there on holiday.
Yeah. I've never seen so many old drunk people in my life. I've never seen so many 70-year-olds having a pint with breakfast.
Yes, that always threw me. I mean, because like, me and my family, we used to stay nearby to Benidorm in a place called Javier, which was really quite nice. It was touristy, but a bit more Spanish. It had a nice old town and stuff, where we would go to Benidorm for day trips, because my mum and dad wanted to have fish and chips when we were away. Because they liked the fish, because it was proper fish and chips. So we'd go there so they could have some English food, and then we'd buy fake football shirts and go on the amusements and stuff. And we loved it as kids. I've not been back since I was a kid. I feel like I've had
it's
my fill.
It's the first time I've ever felt like there's an edge at hotel breakfast.
There's an edge?
Like, you know when you go in a bar and you think, Chris, there's an edge to this.
Right.
This could kick off
in
at
the
any
evening,
moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever felt that at a hotel breakfast.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever been sat at a hotel breakfast thinking, I might get out of here before it all kicks off, because there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who've had too much to drink it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, so then we got home. So I've had such a time of it, Rob, in terms of, you know, I had that 5 a.m. get home. So then I got home at 3 a.m.
What, from Benidorm?
From Benidorm.
Yeah.
On Thursday night. So then
so,
it was my,
so the
my
Sunday
time.
You came back from the Lake District at 5 a.m. It was at home Sunday, then Monday you flew to Benidorm.
No. Had pointless week. Did pointless, sorry.
Yep.
Did our podcast another thing on the Monday. Did pointless till the Thursday. Had things on the Friday. Had to pull them because I was too broken.
Sure.
I was absolutely exhausted. You did 4 episodes of Pointless a day, Rob.
4 a day?
Yeah, it's fucking mad. Like, it's really fun. But by the end of the day, I was like, fucking hell, mate. I'm so broken. I had a lovely time on it, but I've got to say, Rob,
yeah,
4 a day is something else. Fair play to... Do you know what Alexander Armstrong does?
What?
He does classic FM from 9 till 12, comes across town on a bike, and then does 4 episodes of Pointless. And he lives in Oxford.
What? And he does it every day, Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? How's he doing that?
Fucking fair play to the bloke, and he's having a lovely time.
The problem there is you can't moan because he's doing more than you.
I know, and he's done it for fucking years.
And he's 10, 15 years older than you.
No, I wouldn't moan because I'm enjoying it.
And he's got 4 kids.
I only realised how tired I was when I got in the car and I was like punch drunk, if you know what I mean. Oh, fair play to him. So anyway, he does that.
He's not playing FIFA on the sofa watching boxing, is he?
No, I can tell you he's not.
I reckon there's more than one of him. There's got to be more than one of him. There's no way there's only one. I reckon they're triplets. There's no fucking way.
Like in The Prestige.
There's no way. He's never looked tired either.
No, he looks fucking incredible.
We need to know. Well, you need to get him on to get his secret.
Yeah, yeah. Next time he's got an album out, we're here, Alexander. Right. Well, if you want to promote your classic FM show, I don't know. Does that something people do?
God
don't
knows.
Know. Don't know when he'd fit us in.
I could do it on the motorbike. Sorry, we're losing you, Alex.
So anyway, so I did that, and then I did Benidorm. Then I got back at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night. Got up, school run.
Yep.
Because you want to sit, you know, you're like, I'm not going to have a lie-in now. I've come home. Yeah. Like, I expressly said, can I have the last flight rather than lose the next day?
Yes. What's the last flight back from Benidorm like?
It was the 11:20.
From Alicante?
Yeah, the 11:20 from Alicante. It was good. I had a nice chat. We were in the front row. You know when you're in the absolute front?
Yeah.
EasyJet. And I had a lovely chat with the air steward. Had a lovely chat with her. She was really nice. And then we landed, and she was like, my colleague wants a photo with you. I said, all right. I was like, yeah, that's fine. She said, he's stuck at the back of the plane. You're right for everyone else to get off first.
Fuck off. No. On the 11:20, go, no, bring him down here.
And I was like, yeah. And then after about 10 people had got off, I realised how long it was going to take. I was like, I'm really sorry. I've got school run in the morning. I've got to go.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Once, Josh, I was sat in the front row, and this girl, she's quite an attractive girl, like about 25, I was probably about 30, come over and went, excuse me, do you mind if I sit there? I went, I was like, pardon? She went, do you mind if I sit there at the front? And like my seat's like row 11. And I went, no, I'm sitting there. But she was sort of like trying to be like sort of flirty.
Was it Cara Delevingne?
She went, I just, it'd be really nice to sit there. I went, yeah, I imagine it would, yeah. Yeah, and if you want to sit here, just book it early and pay the extra. I'm just going to be sitting here, actually. And I just thought, that must have worked in the past for her to, that kind of the first time. She looked, the way she came up was as if like it was nailed on. And I felt like, and if you're on that kind of bloke that would have given it up, just, you are pathetic.
Yeah, yeah. Grow up.
And how was the school run on 3 hours sleep?
School run was lovely. School run was very pleasant. I love doing the school run, Rob. I like the school run.
My youngest has started kicking off about going in, so that's hard now. Oh, I used to love it. But I think it's because she's in year one now, so it's like the reception year is literally just do as much playing as you want. And then year one's a bit more like, right, actually, we're learning stuff now. And it's a bit like, so she's, I think it's just a bit of a settling in process, because my other daughter was like that as well, my older daughter. But yours is good.
Yeah, I tell you what, because my son is now, his play school is in the same building as my daughter's school.
Oh,
so that's good. It's what, for the first time in my life, I'm dropping them both off in the same place at the same time.
That's good.
And it feels fucking good, Rob. It's so good.
Imagine that. It's going to be so good, like the once every 6 weeks you get to do that.
I'm back for good all summer. This is it now. Once I've done that, this is all summer.
I've gone mental. I'm back for the whole summer now. It's October. It's October the 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
Yeah. Get this. There's been a coup, Rob.
A coup?
A bloodless coup. I don't think I'm the class rep anymore, but I don't think I've been told.
Oh, I knew this happened to me. They're sneaky. It's happening in government. So what's happened?
Someone else has just started forwarding on the messages.
Have you not been forwarding them
to
on?
The group. No. They're not coming to me anymore, Rob.
So you're in the group that you need to forward it onto, and then you've got another group that will deliver the message.
So there's the head of the parents' network, and she sends them to the
reps.
The reps, who then forward it onto their class.
Right, and you're not getting them from the head of the parents' network, but you are in a group that is getting the messages into it.
Yeah.
You're over. You're gone.
I've gone. It's so high.
But no one's told you.
Gutless. But no one's told
and you're
going to
be up there doing the quiz again.
One of the messages
in front
was the
of all
announcement
these snakes.
Of one of my messages was the announcement of my quiz.
That you weren't entrusted to deliver.
The Christmas quiz with Josh will be on December the 6th. Yeah, it got forwarded onto my group by the new class rep.
Who is it? Who sent it?
He's a lovely bloke, and so is the woman who runs the parents' network.
No. There's no shade here. But like, is he working full time? This guy, like,
he's got a high powered job,
and he's still managing to do it. And all you're doing is eating a really hot curry in Bradford. I don't, you know. Sometimes we tell stories on here, and we don't want to be unrelatable and people to be jealous of our lifestyles. And I'd say at the moment, nobody's jealous of yours.
No, they're not, Rob. Like yesterday, I had the hottest curry in Bradford.
Oh, actually, reverse that. Pretty jealous. What was it like?
It was something else, Rob. It's brought out. They have to clear the kitchen when they're cooking it. And the one guy who cooks it has to wear a gas mask.
And you ate it.
I ate it, right?
Yeah.
And
did Nish have some?
Yeah, he finished his. He got the certificate. And they...
The little honky, the little white boy struggled.
Yeah. I know I had about 2/3 of mine. Rob, last night I got back to my hotel. I got back to the hotel and I had to rush back to the hotel room at 8:30 and I didn't leave. I didn't go back down for dinner because I couldn't be that far away from a toilet. And then I woke up this morning and I spent 30 minutes on the toilet again. I'm in a bad way because when the filming stops,
the adrenaline drops.
When the filming stops, your body's still got to process that. You can't say to your body, yeah, but I did this for filming, so you can't punish me in my own time.
Well, Alexander Armstrong actually assumes he doesn't actually go to the toilet. His body just repurposes it. That's how he can work so much. He doesn't actually shit or piss. It just gets regenerated within his body. And before you know it, he's giving you a couple of quirky questions about... brands or films.
I can't wait for us to talk to Alexander.
Yeah, exactly. You can't make Josh Widdicombe eat the world's hottest curry. And if he can't film for 2 hours because he's shitting himself, they have to just, that's the bed they're lying in.
So what should I do about my coup, Rob?
I think you can basically remain silent and then just let it pass, or you can make it slightly awkward and go, so am I not the class rep anymore? Or you can try and make a joke out of it.
I'm not going to do that. I thought about making a joke out of it, but then I thought, Jesus God, there's no way of making that joke without it sounding bitter.
Yeah, but how busy have you got to be? Like, busy is in the term of fucking jobs worth. You've got to be to start taking the reins on class rep. Because that's what happened to me, where someone said, oh, who's the class rep? They went, oh, Rob, but really it's Lou. And yeah, sure, I went to Australia for 5 weeks, but I've got a phone. I can sort stuff out.
So you got the... But your coup was in your own house.
Yeah, Lou just basically... Everyone just spoke to Lou instead of me. It's a bit like, you know, when builders only speak to the bloke in the house and be a bit sexist.
At the school,
that's what... it is a bit like the school gates when you're a dad. It is a bit like, oh, yeah, you're going to sort that out, are you? Great, cool, I better just talk to your wife then. And I sort of laugh it off, but I go, actually, no. I would quite like to be involved as well, but I don't care enough to kick off about it, to be honest. I'm actually actively trying to leave WhatsApp group. So I'm...
Are you?
Yeah, so I'm not really in a WhatsApp group for my youngest daughter's year. I'm in a class group for my eldest daughter's, but the classes have moved around. There's like two classes in a year and they sort of swap the kids about. So I'm actually in a group now with parents whose kids aren't actually in the same class, but in the same year. I'm going to slowly sort of check out of that one. And then the only group I'm in is the school dad's five-a-side football group.
Unbelievable.
So that's the aim.
Absolutely.
It's just to be in that group.
Incredible. Incredible. You've got to respect it. You've got to respect the hustle.
I just sort of think if anything that important, they'll ring us. I found a really good way to... Two things, little tips, parenting tips. One, if they like Yo Sushi, you can get a little train set and you can put bowls of food on the trains. You know, like that little...
Oh, that's good.
You can put it on the table. Set that up on your dinner table and then put it on that.
Oh, that's
good. Put the food on
that. That's good.
And the other thing is tying shoelaces. Have you taught your kids to tie shoelaces yet?
No. Is that tough?
Well, I thought it was, but I found there's a thing online, an Instagram. I should try and share it. But it's super simple. But basically, you know, at the top of your shoes, you normally got like there's a little spare hole.
Yeah.
Right at the top. If you put the shoelace in that hole, so you've got like two loops, you basically cross them. And this is impossible to describe.
You cannot describe. I've never known less what you mean in my life.
I'm just going to shut up. It's impossible to do it, but I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll do it on Instagram and I'll tag Parent in Hell.
Are you one of the double bunny ears crew, or do you do it properly?
Well, what I do is. It's a cheat and it's super easy. And it's not the way I do my own laces, but it's a quicker, easier way for kids to explain to them. And actually, I might adopt it myself soon.
Don't adopt it yourself, Rob.
You make little bunny ears, into your shoes. And then cross pull, and then pop the ones out of the holes.
That's what Rose does, I think. And I look down on her every time she does it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's embarrassing for an adult to do it. However, it's a really quick and easy way to show a child.
Yeah.
I'll stick it on Instagram later.
Yeah, good.
Small business. Hi, Rob and Josh. I would be incredibly grateful if you could give my husband's business a shout out. He owns and solely runs Kerr Forge, KerrForge, a blacksmithing experience day business delivered from his workshop in Battlesbridge, Essex. The majority of his courses are a day long and you leave having handmade a beautiful item. This could be anything from kitchen knives to axes to wedding rings. He even runs the perfect date where couples can come and work together to make a bespoke piece. Well, that'd be quite good for your wedding rings. He started his business in 2020 and has just moved to a much larger workshop where he can offer both one-to-one and group tuition. Ooh. For more information, please visit his website, kerr-forge.com. Keep making the nation laugh out loud. It's always much appreciated. From Nikki.
Rob and Josh, hi. Thanks for being so sexy and relatable. You've given us many laughs, great ideas, and things parents shouldn't do. It's like rug pull at the end. I just wanted to give a shout out to my mum and dad and Sam and Alan's online furniture business, Present Days, DAZE, based on the South Coast. Things haven't always been smooth sailing, having to overcome many hurdles, but still able to provide a professional, friendly, first-class online service. So if you're looking for easy-to-assemble, high-quality, solid furniture in oak, pine, walnut, and other hardwood, along with home decor or gifts to suit all budgets, check Present Days, DAZE, ie.co.uk. Thanks, you pair of legends, Luke. No, thank you, Luke. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back on Friday, won't we?
Yeah, boy. See you then.
Bye.
Politics.
Sport.
Climate change.
Culture wars.
I'm Jack D.
And I'm Sean Walsh.
These are just some of the things we won't be talking about in our podcast, Oh My Dog.
Not that we couldn't if we wanted to.
Oh, of course we could.
We're both well known for our scathing satire and social commentary, but we've decided to set that aside to talk about our favourite subject.
Dogs. What's your voice for her?
I go into that persona that I don't know who it is when I go all shrill and like, Molly!
No.
And it's really needy. Show me some affection.
I go, come on, Bev. Come on, get on the bed, and thinking, oh, there's something wrong with her. And then when you put your glasses on, you've just been shouting at a brown towel on the floor. You know, like, Bev, are you okay?
I cocoa butter my body from top to bottom every morning. I don't know I'm getting to this.
That's not...
That's good. That's good to know. We've got an exclusive.
I always like to give like one exclusive to each podcast I go on, and this is yours.
Join us on our podcast, Oh My Dog.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Instagram at OMDpod.